We live in volatile, uncertain and complex times. So how do we navigate an age of uncertainty and complexity in global development? In this series, we explore the future of PARTOS, the Dutch Development Cooperation Association that brings together nearly 110 Dutch development NGOs. The podcast series is produced by Disrupt Development, the world's first post-growth innovation academy in global development. My name is Alexander Medic, the founder and innovation strategist at Disrupt Development. In this first episode, we start with an introduction to the future exploration from Bart Romijn, the director of PARTOS. Bart will explain the unique role of PARTOS, why a future exploration is needed, and how the outcomes of the future exploration will serve Dutch development NGOs.
Bart, what is PARTOS? Could you tell me?
PARTOS is a Dutch membership organization for development cooperation. We have about 108 member organizations active in a wide array of domains like direct poverty alleviation, services, lobby, advocacy, humanitarian aid. But all these members, we share the same mission, a common mission, working for a better world with a focus on the most vulnerable people and regions. In terms of roles and services, PARTOS supports and mobilizes its members in knowledge, learning, innovation, lobby and advocacy, communication.
Thank you, Bart. And why is PARTOS conducting the future exploration?
Exploring the future forms part of our ongoing strategizing process. We don't work with 5 years plans. We have a rolling strategy that we keep updating each year. 2 years ago, we did a future exploration for the wider development sector. This year, we have a specific focus, and that's on adaptivity, because we are confronted with an increasing uncertainty and complexity of the context in which we work. And we consider adaptiveness, the ability to adapt to these uncertainties, to improvise, but to keep your focus on your mission and to deliver impact. We see that as a critical success factor for our members as well as for PARTOS itself. And so this is the main reason why we undertake this future exploration, but there is some more reasons. That's to learn together with our members how to increase and reinforce our adaptivity. So that's benefit, secondary benefit of this trajectory. And secondly, we also want to fully harness the antenna system, the intelligence and the co-creative potential of our members, which is much more than we all, adds a lot of value for all our members as well as for PARTOS itself, as compared to doing a future exploration on yourself. So in brief, it's a part of our strategizing process. It's also an effort to increase and reinforce the adaptiveness of organizations, of members, and of PARTOS as a membership organization. And thirdly, to fully harness the potential we have all together, in line with our motto, Better Together.
Better Together, very understandable. Thank you very much, Bart, for this very comprehensive explanation of why PARTOS is conducting a future exploration, very much needed, I would say, in these complex and constantly evolving, changing times. What does the future exploration look like in terms of process?
Well, the main thread of this exploration is to define so-called dynamic adaptive pathways for PARTOS and its members. And these are roads and sets of services that help us to anticipate on uncertainties or expected developments. And so that's the end result will be a kind of roadmap, which indicates a number of routes and groups of services and activities to adapt and to anticipate on the future. There's a number of key components in this trajectory. The first component is, we started with introductory sessions on what dynamic adaptive pathways mean and entail. After which, we, with our members, we identified a number of critical themes of strategic importance. To give you a few examples, themes like shifting power, climate migration, funding and finance, digital developments, and shrinking civic space. So once we had identified these themes, we looked at these separate themes in terms of what are the main uncertainties we can expect on the short and longer term, and tried to understand these developments. And secondly, what would be in general terms ways to anticipate on these uncertainties and developments. Take, for example, the digital domain. Of course, there is a lot of potential in using all kinds of digital tools and data management. At the same time, there is also a number of threats in the digital domain. Think of fake news, of data manipulation, of surveillance, state surveillance, and so on. So the uncertainties are how strong and in what form and how in what combinations do these developments emerge. And secondly, how could we adapt from the side of Partos from and with our members on these developments. So that was the second component. The third component is to identify indicators that help us to see in which direction these developments go. Let me take the example of migration. There's two possibilities, many possibilities, but two possibilities in speaking black and white. Do we continue to make the migration system more rigid as it even is, more defensive? Are we going to build a higher wall around Europe, more restrictive on immigration? Or are we going to manage migration as in fact and take a more human approach, accepting that migration is as old as human history and that we have to manage it and not try to limit it? Otherwise, it will only create more conflicts. So the indicators then are, for example, in policies, what do we see in the European Union in policies? Are they going to build a higher wall, more restrictive laws in the Union? Is development aid funds, is it more going to be more used to keep migrants out, or are there other indicators? So that's indicators in these areas. Part of this future exploration will be a member satisfaction survey. So where members, what they do appreciate in what we do, but also where do they want to go with us? What do they want to see as additional or new services? And of course, also to hear about new ideas or innovations they have identified. Then this all will form the input for ideation sessions, which first we'll define desired futures in the various domains which I just mentioned, like climate and migration, funding, and so on. And after having defined the desired future or situation, how to get to that situation, what kind of activities, interventions, or services do we need to develop to get there? And as a final stage, we're going to prioritize these sets of services and routes and select the most imminent pathways to define our next year's strategy and work plan. That overall is our future exploration, but again, as the red or the main threat of this exploration is to find a number of dynamic adaptive pathways, which we will, as Partos and with our members, will follow and we'll monitor in terms of external and internal developments and where we will keep developing our services and processes.
Thank you for sharing, Bart. It sounds like a very co-creative and, again, comprehensive process, the future exploration that Partos has engaged in together with their members. Thinking from a member perspective, why should members join the future exploration process of Partos? What's in it for them?
Well, generally speaking, it's always better to do when you're engaged in a future exploration to engage others, to involve others with different views, complementary views, complementary information, but also making use and harnessing the co-creative potential they have together. So that's one. Secondly, it's also a joint learning effort, joint learning in how to undertake a future exploration, but also this as I refer to the dynamic adaptive pathways, there's a kind of methodology. It's not the only methodology, but it's a methodology we want to test and to learn about. So that's the learning aspect is also a very important one. And thirdly, and that's, well, that's the main thrust of PARTOS, we service our members and we mobilize our members, but at the end, we want to make our impact as optimal, as great as possible. And this is a joint effort to identify areas and activities where we can exert the most, where we can be most influential. And so that are the reasons for members to participate, for our common interest, but also for an organizational interest.
And I have joined some of the sessions on behalf of AIDSfonds, and I would strongly recommend everyone to take part in these very interesting and inspiring sessions that PARTOS has organized within their future exploration. There are many more to come, so definitely a recommendation to join them. Then the final question, Bart, what do you hope to get out of it?
Well, a number of things. The most tangible, of course, is in kind of, as I described it already, a roadmap with a number of routes and sets of activities that we are going to employ for the next years to anticipate on the future and to harness the new possibilities. Of course, and that's less tangible, but at least as important is that we, as PARTOS, as a membership organization and our individual members, well, reinforce our capacity to adapt to new circumstances, to be more keen and alert on uncertainties and indicators and to make use of our joint collective intelligence to navigate in the future and to exert pressure on the things we want to change.
Beautiful final words. Thank you very much, Bart, and good luck with the future exploration.
Would you like to learn more about the PARTOS future exploration and explore how you can be involved? Check out the link in the description for more information. Are you interested in engaging in thought-provoking conversations with fellow development professionals? Then make sure to join the Disrupt Development Talk to Walk sessions every Friday, 1 p.m. Central European Standard Time. Thank you for listening to the podcast channel of Disrupt Development, the world's first post-growth innovation academy in global development. We work with leaders, nonprofits, social enterprises, corporates, international institutions, and governments to help them innovate, maximize impact, and achieve systems change.